The town of Sackville's Climate Change Advisory Committee has punted the issue of domestic cats and wild birds back to council. In a letter shared at last night's town council meeting, the committee said the issue was outside their mandate and recommended other local experts that could be consulted. Cats and birds first came up at a council meeting when resident Sue Gurley made an emotional presentation in October 2021 detailing how her neighbor's cat was hunting and killing birds at her backyard feeder. Gurley has since made a second presentation, and resident Les Hicks also presented, joining Gurley in her call for some bylaw changes that they proposed could help prevent cats from killing wild birds. Then in March, town staff presented a report recommending against changes to the town's animal control bylaw. Staff had spoken to other municipalities and subject matter experts regarding pets, but no experts in wild birds. And since the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Committee, Richard Elliott, is a bird biologist, council voted to send the issue to the committee for an opinion. Here's Councillor Sabine Dietz speaking at council last night.
I appreciate the letter that we received in terms of sending the cat challenge to the Climate Change Committee. And it was probably it was obviously out of their area of expertise or the mandate, really. The mandate is more narrow. So what I would like to ask that we invite the person I was actually mentioning in the letter, Adam Cheeseman, to provide us some ideas on what we can do around cats, the challenges with cats in town. So we have a presentation from there. Other options, there's lots of options that we can consider besides a bylaw that was, I think, heatedly discussed already. So I'd love to hear what he has to say in terms of some other ideas of what we could do as a town to minimize the negative impacts that cats have on our natural environment.
Corporate Projects Manager Kieran Miller and CAO Jamie Burke said they would contact Cheeseman and invite him to a future meeting of council. Councillor Bill Evans spoke in favour of that action and also gave notice to council that he intended at some point to make a motion looking at including cats in the town's animal control bylaw.
I want to follow up on the letter that we got from the roundtable or the advisory committee on climate change. I'm not surprised, and I can certainly respect that decision. I'm still in favor of adding cats to the bylaw. I am certainly in favor of hearing more about the subject. But at some point, and this is advice, I plan to make a motion to do this because I think there are compelling reasons to do it, just logical consistency and fairness. But I do want to stress before I do that, there's a big difference between saying we want to control the behavior of cats and how we go about enforcing that. There are the ways that have been suggested. So among the ways suggested were a huge amount of labor. And that's not what I'm thinking of. I think the key is to have legislation that says that cats need to be kept indoors or under control. And then you deal with it. How you deal with it? We don't stop everybody who speeds, even though we have speeding regulations. So I want to separate those two issues. And I plan on following this up, but I'm willing to wait until we hear from Mr. Cheeseman.
That was Councillor Bill Evans speaking at council last night. Councillor Michael Tower also chimed in to remind people that due to the threat of highly contagious avian influenza in wild birds, experts are currently recommending against keeping wild bird feeders in backyards.